Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Is sometimes really hard to focus on what you're building when it's all about what you're building and it's all about you. Mm-hmm. So something that really helps me to remind myself of what I've learned and what I've been able to do and how I've grown as a person is really getting outside of my business.
Before we get into it, I want to introduce you to Groundbreaker, today's sponsor and partner. They are an all-in-one suite of tools for small to medium-sized real estate syndicators. They've got a special focus on real estate syndicators with 1 million to 100 million assets under management. They help you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Groundbreaker will help you scale your business without the need to scale your overhead. So they're going to help reduce your costs because of the admin team that won't need to be as large. And they're going to help you reduce your risk of data breach because of the security systems that they have in place. They'll help you increase your revenue by growing your assets under management because you're going to be allowed to focus on the things that are most important, like business growth and operations, not those administrative logistics. And ultimately, they're going to help you elevate your company's brand and professionalism and investor experience, because your investors are going to enjoy having this platform with all their information versus however you're currently doing it. Three things specifically about Groundbreaker I personally like. One, super easy to use from an investor standpoint and from a general partner standpoint. Two, it allows investors and general partners to fund electronically, meaning that a limited partner can complete their entire subscription and funding cycle without leaving the platform. And on the general partnership side, for distributions, you can set it up so that you can trigger bulk ACH payments within the platform. And then last thing I really like about Groundbreaker is it's cost effective. It's healthy to the bottom line. Their basic plan allows sponsors to sign up for as little as $100 per month with no limits on deals or investors. And you can read all about their pricing on their website. Speaking of their website, it is groundbreaker.co/Joe, J-O-E. And when you go there, groundbreaker.co/Joe, you're going to get access to a pitch deck that the Groundbreaker team created so that you have a template should you want to use that and customize it for your own deal. So go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast where we only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. With us today, Jake Marmelstein. How you doing, Jake?
I'm doing great, Joe. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I'm glad to hear that. A little bit about Jake. He's a co-founder and CEO of Groundbreaker Technologies. They are the sponsor of today's episode, as you are well aware. And he has over 6 years of real estate technology experience. He's based in Chicago, and we're going to be talking about using technology to your advantage, solving problems with technology, and then also pitfalls when creating a real estate business that he's seen from a back office operations standpoint, among other things. So with that being said, first, though, Jake, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and your current focus?
Sure. Thank you for the introduction. So Groundbreaker and my background kind of blend together because when I was working in real estate investment, I realized that managing investors in the current way that we're doing it at the REIT that I worked in, we were doing institutional scale investments in distressed hotels. And I was doing all the underwriting and packaging of the materials and then having to get on investor calls and answer investor questions. So through that experience, I realized that the process was pretty manual and there was a large lack of technology. And I wanted to make it better and couldn't find solutions in the market to address these problems. So that's where Groundbreaker came into play with my background. And ever since, I've been working with real estate syndicators to help them get their business into a digital realm where they can manage things in a more automated and streamlined way.
So you were working at a REIT that was buying distressed hotels. And you said you're responsible for, I think you said, underwriting as well as answering investor questions. What type of questions would be asked by an investor when looking at these types of opportunities?
The investors would want to know some of the basic things, like what's the minimum investment amount, why this asset, talk to us about the demand generators and the market and the competitive set. Some of the things that you would assume that they would already read in the pitch deck.
Right.
But maybe they never even looked at what you sent them.
So answering those questions would be one aspect of it. And you mentioned that, okay, you saw that there was an opportunity to build technology to address what you were seeing wasn't automated but could be. So how does the solution like Groundbreaker help with that process? If they're not reading it in the first place, is it, hey, you've got a place to log into and now here it is right in front of you and it couldn't be more obvious that you should check this out? Or are there other ways that this provides a solution for the challenges that you came across?
Yeah, this is only one small aspect of it. And I remember spending a lot of time also moving files into different folders and organizing the backlog that was our database of information and not having it all in one place and managing several different Excel spreadsheets to keep track of contributions and distributions and investor data and the conversations that we had with investors and having that all really based in Excel in an internal server. So there's a wider, larger problem of data storage and just the access to the information that we use to operate the business that causes the problem. But with regard to this specific one, Groundbreaker has a offering memorandum builder inside of it. So you can create your offering and have it live on the internet. And that means that we can track people getting access to the system, logging in and looking at the offering. So when we go down to call the investors and look at the list of individuals that are most likely to invest, we can pick the people who've already looked. And we know for those who haven't looked where they're at. So we can moderate the conversation and maybe they might be a different priority in our list of investors to call, but we go into the conversation with the information that they didn't actually check out the deal yet.
Mm-hmm. And I know that when you look at the back end, back office operations, that need to be present when you create a real estate business. When you talk to others, a lot of times they're missing some things, or they don't know what they need to have included whenever they create a real estate business. Can you talk about some of the back-end office operations that are needed in order to have something up and running?
Absolutely. So a lot of people are great at finding good opportunities, good deals, because that's what most people get excited about, is the deal. Let's find that deal and let's find that great opportunity to invest in and be able to pull the trigger. But before you can scale a real estate investment business appropriately, you may start out with a simple Excel spreadsheet and PowerPoint with a group of friends and family who know you and trust you. But when you want to scale beyond that, you're going to need to have systems in place to get across your track record and do everything in a compliant way, manage data and track everything. So having a website helps to create transparency about your brand and who you are. And a lot of people spend way too much money and time on the design of a website, and that holds them back. I also find that people will pay a lot of money for operating agreements and getting their entity set up, and they'll come out of pocket tens of thousands of dollars before they even have the chance to make any money. So that's where a lot of people stop, is on that basic stuff. So you need to have your operating agreement in place and your entity and your bank account, and having a website helps you to create a track record and show the history of what you've done. And it builds trust and familiarity with you so that you can have access to new investors. And when people refer business to you, there's a place for people to go to get information on who you are. So I think all of that helps. And then if you're able to attach an investor portal into there, which is what Groundbreaker would be able to provide, you have the chance to catch those leads, let them sign up, and then give them access to your deals. So it will create an infrastructure for you as a business to be able to build trust, do things the right way in a compliant manner, and operate in a system that can scale.
With Groundbreaker over the years, what are some major things that have evolved since the beginning?
In terms of
the product itself?
In terms of the Groundbreaker product?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So when we started, we were just a fundraising tool. We allowed people to create an offering and share it with investors. And people told us that they wanted to have a private investor base that they could manage in a CRM system where they could take notes and keep information logged and upload reports and share information and be able to distribute funds. So we built all of that functionality, and then we made distributions electronic. So you can send funds through direct deposit to investors' bank accounts through the software. And that's been a huge improvement. We also have been able to make it easier for people to find information by having the CRM and having all of the information from every investment, every report, K-1 in the same place. So you don't have to manage different systems to keep track of this data. Groundbreaker can act more like a headquarters for the business. And I think that has really helped a lot of people who might be relying on email or Dropbox to house the data. And so it still creates that problem of inefficiency when information is in different places.
What's been the biggest challenge for getting more customers? Not obviously, but I'd say most businesses, they want more customers. So there's always going to be a challenge to getting more and more. So what's been your biggest challenge to getting more customers?
Well, I think initially the challenge was just the realization from the market that this solution is the future and the need for it. I saw it pretty early on that every real estate investment company would at some point have an investor portal. And mm-hmm. as more companies adopt, the companies that don't adopt are in a position of weakness. So that's the market moving and getting there, identifying the need for an investor portal to be able to offer transparency to their investors in a way that's never been available before. So as the market gets more educated, Groundbreaker's here to provide that service. And like, I don't see any challenges outside of just getting the word out about what we do and people being educated about why they need to get on board with the solution, because there's definitely enough companies out there managing things the old-fashioned way. They're not happy with the way that they do things, but they don't know that there's something else better out there that they could do.
Let's talk about you as an entrepreneur, because as real estate investors, we're all entrepreneurs in varying degrees. At least that's my belief. What's been the hardest day for you as an entrepreneur?
Ooh, that's a great question. I don't think there is a hardest day, Joe. I think there's a lot of hard days. It's like a roller coaster ride. Some days you feel great and happy on what you're doing, and some days you really question why you're doing it. Mm-hmm. But maybe I could say when I moved to Chicago and took on the current investors that are helping to help me grow Groundbreaker, that was a really hard day because I moved from living in Puerto Rico in 2017 and seeing the sun every day moving to Chicago in the middle of winter in January. I didn't have a place to stay, and I was staying in an Airbnb, and I was questioning whether I made the right decision or not, mm-hmm. because I could see myself taking a major sacrifice in terms of what I wanted and the lifestyle that I wanted to live, because I enjoyed Puerto Rico very much and I could see myself living there, but making a sacrifice to be able to grow the business and realizing that as an entrepreneur, this was a lifestyle change that I was willing to take so that I could achieve something greater. And that one day with hard work and determination, this decision would pay off.
Mentally, or rather emotionally, in that time period, what do you do to help yourself emotionally? You mentioned your thought process. Hey, this is what I got to do. But did you do anything to help emotionally keep you in good spirits during the dead of winter in Chicago, which is probably the coldest place that I've ever been to? It's miserable, quite frankly.
Yes. And you're regularly in Ohio, right?
I am, but Chicago with that wind and the winter just puts tears on my face involuntarily, and then they freeze on my face. Like, it's just miserable.
You should have been here for the polar vortex.
Oh, well, I'd rather just hear about it through you. But anything emotionally that you did to help keep your spirits up? And I ask this because I'm kind of interested in you, but more importantly, for all the best ever listeners, if they're going through something where they take a leap, then maybe what you did to help you emotionally and just kind of get through it could be something they could use too.
So here's what's helped me as an individual get through some of the challenging parts in my life. And it comes from understanding that I'm making a choice for something that's greater that I believe will pan out in the future, that the sacrifice is necessary to get there, and that if I work hard and I power through, it's going to be okay. It's going to be worth it. And I'll be looking back at the moment happy that I made that decision. Mm. So there's a lot of optimism, but then also knowing that I'm putting myself outside of my comfort zone and leaning into that and saying, I'm outside of my comfort zone and I know this is uncomfortable and I know it's hard, and this is where growth happens. Mm. Because I want to grow personally from anything that I do. Whether it's true or not, I'm thinking that I'm going to grow. And there's a good example of that. When I was in college, I went and I lived in Spain and I didn't speak any Spanish and I didn't know anybody. And I knew that that was an uncomfortable situation and I'd have to learn Spanish and find out how to live as an adult in the free world. And that took me a lot of suffering also mentally and emotionally to be able to get to a point where I was comfortable. And then this is the same kind of situation. When I moved to Chicago, I didn't know anybody. I just knew that I would grow from the adversity.
Hmm. It's embracing it and knowing that there's something empowering about what you're doing, and then having the faith to say, okay, as you said, this is where the growth happens. And that's so powerful, knowing whether it's true or not. But if you believe it to be true, then most likely it will become true, that you're going to grow through the experience, and regardless, you're going to be better off. It might not be exactly what you thought it would be, the end result. And that's something I also got from Tim Ferriss. He talks about whenever you enter in the new venture, identify, regardless of if it is successful in whatever quantifiable way that you think it should be successful, regardless of that, find ways that you will be better regardless of the actual success of the project. And that way, you're still going to get something out of the experience. Whether or not it's the actual results you intended is another story.
100%. You described it really well. I also, when it was winter and it was very rough emotionally because of not seeing the sun and not having people to spend time with, I ended up going to the gym a lot. And I think that balancing that positive self-talk and long-term thinking with healthy physical habits to regulate your body and your mental state are necessary.
Yeah, and that could easily go the opposite direction, easily, for someone. If it's really nasty outside, you stay inside and you do not go work out, and then you gain a bunch of weight.
Yeah, and you tell yourself as you're running to the gym, this is challenging and I hate it, and I love hating it because it helps me grow.
What a mindset to have, and it can only help us when we think about things that way. Anything else that you think we should talk about as it relates to as an entrepreneur, just some things you've learned? Or also, we talked about pitfalls when creating real estate business, spending too much time and money on a website when you don't have the other aspects taken care of, or using technology to your advantage based off of your experience working with the REIT, buying distressed hotels. Anything else before we wrap up that you think we should talk about?
Yeah, I'll share with folks this last tidbit. I think that is sometimes really hard to focus on what you're building when it's all about what you're building and it's all about you. Mm-hmm. So something that really helps me to remind myself of what I've learned and what I've been able to do and how I've grown as a person is really getting outside of my business. And that's how I give back. I give back through helping other entrepreneurs and advising them and helping them to think about their ideas. When I do that, it reminds me of what I know. And even though some days are tough and I don't get what I want at Groundbreaker, when I can help somebody, it just proves to me how much I've learned and what kind of an impact I can make. And I can see it through the impact I make for somebody else. So that's just something to keep in mind for all of you out there who might be frustrated with your own business and in a way that you can give back.
Service to many leads to greatness. And I'm really grateful that you mentioned that. And you're probably wondering if I was going to ask you your best real estate investing advice ever, or best ever advice, but I'm making this a special segment on the weekend, so that's why I didn't ask it. So I'm glad that you mentioned it proactively. And how can the best ever listeners learn more about Groundbreaker?
The best way is to go to groundbreaker.co. We took a lot of time to work on our website and share as much content about us as possible. So you can learn about us at groundbreaker.co.
Jake, thanks so much for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever weekend. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Joe.
Groundbreaker helps you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. That's groundbreaker.co/Joe to get a free deal pitch deck template. The Invest This podcast interviews the elite in real estate investment to uncover the secrets to building an empire in every aspect of real estate investment. Visit investthispodcast.com. That's investthispodcast.com for the top 10 real estate books to build your empire and to learn more.